views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. I am so happy to have you along, and welcome to the last show of November. You know, I hope that everyone who celebrated this past week had a safe, happy, peaceful, and joyful holiday with loved ones. And if it was a little bit strained to be with family once again, I hope you were able to utilize the insights, the messages, and the stories that the Posse of Angels shared in this month of November, which was all about healing family relationships. You know, speaking of stories, a client gave me this lovely testimonial. She wrote, "Candy, I must tell you that I listen to Angel Healing House radio show every week because you're such a wonderful storyteller. It is through the stories that I often get inspired and motivated. I don't know how you do it, but when I feel like I can't go on, magically your story on that particular program will give me hope and faith to keep going and to be reassured that God and the angels always have my back. Thank you for your stories as they enrich my life. P.S. I especially like your stories as they all have happy endings. Your faithful listener," and this is Kathleen, and she lives near County Cork in Ireland. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for that lovely testimonial. You know, if the story of your life is not reading as you would like it to read, you are truly ready, and you're truly ready to make positive changes. The Posse of Angels are reminding all of us that in any given moment, this is through our free will and our abundant nature, we can change our story and we can change the course of our lives by believing that it's possible, by opening to receive the grace of God, and by following the signs that the angels lovingly send us to give us direction. And then our part is to take inspired action toward that direction. You know, in last week's program, in this last program for this month, the Posse of Angels wished to end November with its theme of healing family relationships by focusing on a relationship which is and can be very difficult for many. It's very trying for some, and that's mother-daughter relationships. And you know, everyone, boy, did this topic elicit reactions in people. You know, one person said that she related today's topic with the song, "I Really Don't Know What Love Is After All." And she went on to say that she really didn't have a clue as to what she had done or what she didn't do in her mother-daughter relationship to make it so bad. And she didn't know how to fix it. Well, firstly, the Posse of Angels is saying that the relationship was not hers to fix, as it's not broken. And it almost didn't matter what she did or did not do, because the other and free it, they have their own perception to see it as they wish to see it, and they can act whatever way that they perceive to be right. If one plays this game of one being right and one being wrong, then absolutely nobody wins. I knew this was a very important topic because the Posse of Angels sent me many clients over this past 15 years who shared the exact same story of how they hated their mothers. The majority of these women were in their late 40s and early 50s, and they told me that they felt belittled, diminished, and not good enough because of their mother's disrespectful comments to them. Actually, each client had revealed that that their mothers criticized them for their choices on almost everything, including how they dressed, how they decorated their homes. They criticized their cooking, their baking abilities. They criticized their driving, how they styled their hair, wore their makeup, and how they treated their husbands and how they reared their children. Many of these women said that even when they went out of their way to please their mothers, whatever they did, somehow it was still not good enough. In each case, even though the details of the client's stories were different, the Posse of Angels was able to clearly explain the underlying reason for their mother's comments. Now, in each one of these women's sessions, I asked them to describe to me their grandmothers and how their own mother was raised. Well, I wasn't surprised when describing their grandmothers, these clients spoke about unhappy marriages to physically and or emotionally abusive men who were controlling. Some, they said, were alcoholics. Others cheated on their wives. They also told me how important it was in their grandmother's, in their grandmother's generation to be seen to do everything the correct way. In this way, they would not be an embarrassment to their husband or their community. It was important for these women to dress to please their husband, to cook and present the meals just right, always having their house neat just in case someone dropped by so that they looked like they were organized and that everything was in its place. And to do the right things according to their husbands. You know, with their grandmas living such a controlled and stifled way of life, much of their individual expression was slowly eroded in order to conform. As a result of carrying the heavy burden of pretenses, their little girl inside of them that was light and happy and effusive, this emotional joy inside of them was slowly snuffed out of them and leaving them emotionally suffocated. And because their daughters, the clients who were sitting in front of me, wished so much to be loved and to get praise and recognition from their own mothers, they felt betrayed by the one person who they thought would be able to show them unconditional love. Yet this was very difficult for their mothers, because by having to conform, they simply lost their identity and the ability to love themselves, and therefore were closed off when it came to demonstrating love to others. You cannot have that in front of you, which you do not have within you. And those are the laws of attraction. That's the laws of cause and effect. When one lives with having one's personality and choices constantly criticized, it makes the child within us very sad, as it stifles us who we are. This message that is sent to us tells us that we're not of importance, and that what we think and what we feel doesn't really matter. By not being shown consideration, we take to heart that we do not have importance, and it takes away our hope, and it sees many women slip into depression and despair. In each of these women's sessions, when I asked them how they pampered and how they nourished themselves, each one of them told me that they did nothing nourishing for themselves. Well, the underlying cause was that because of not being listened to and acknowledged for their self-worth as a child and also as a young adult, and also now, they didn't think themselves worthy and deserving of being loved or shown to have any value. In fact, one of the women who did nothing to nurture her own joy, as she was so codependent, she told me that her husband had recently taken up a hobby, which he was very passionate about. And yet, she admitted that she berated him, that he would rather spend time on his hobby rather than spending time with her. Her husband was, in fact, demonstrating to her how to joyously give to herself by taking up a fun pastime, an activity, so she would not be so empty and not be so dependent on getting her fulfillment and getting her identity only by giving to others. The Posse of Angels is actually saying, How is the universe ever going to give to us when we do not open ourselves to receive by demonstrating to God and the angels that we are important enough to be given to? And that comes down to honoring and respecting and valuing who we are. As I'd asked each one of these mothers to look back at their own mother's controlled life and how that programming fueled much of their lack of worthiness and self-love, I asked them to describe their relationships with their own daughters. Each one of them told me that there were heated arguments, shouting, great turbulence, because their daughters did not listen to them. They didn't follow their advice. They were constantly defiant. And a great channel came forth last week when the Posse of Angels spoke about children from a higher perspective and how our children are not our children, as they have their own thoughts. And they live in the house of tomorrow, and life goes forward with them. It goes not backwards, with us having control over them, and they must go forth. Several of the mothers cried in these sessions and said that they did everything possible for their daughters. They sacrificed for them. They provided for them. They demonstrated love, and they wished only for their best. And yet they were still treated with disrespect and little to no consideration. It was then that I pointed out that the wheel of life had turned once again generationally, and it had not changed much at all from the way they described how they felt, from the disrespectful treatment of their mothers to the disrespectful treatment that they were experiencing with their own daughters. The majority of these clients were stunned as they let this correlation between their generations slowly sink in. Now, firstly, the Posse of Angels shared with these women, as they're sharing with all of us, that what their or our mothers criticized and complained about has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with us. It has to do with them. It has to do with their triggers and their reactions. It has to do with their unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret. And believe me, from a from a generation point of view, women were, and they still are in today's date, but consider for former generations how controlled women were. And so they take that inside of them, and that manifests in triggers and reactive and controlling behaviors because so much of their life was controlled. When the mothers criticized their daughters, the judgment was more a reflection of their unresolved hurt and insecurity inside of them. And they, as they had never been acknowledged and honored for their opinions and thoughts when they were growing up, as being treated this way was all they had ever known, it made their default programming come from a place of great hurt and damage, and they were drawn then to controlling others. You know, it's often the case that if someone is controlled and the hurt and sadness and rage goes unresolved, then that person will often act out unconsciously and carry into the next generation the same patterns of controlling others and always pushing to be right. Although the nitpicking comments from my clients' mothers included, take for instance, how they bought the wrong shade of blue towels. This is what they argued over. One of the daughters, one of the mothers said that the daughter bought the wrong shade of blue towels for her guest bathroom. And then she criticized her for the way she was wearing her hair in a new way. And it may sound trite, and it may sound insignificant, but these comments actually came from a deep place of insecurity from their mothers. Because my clients' mothers had not been allowed to establish a strong, secure foundation of self and communicate their personal opinions openly, they carried around this low sense of self-worth into adulthood. They felt empty and emotionally unfulfilled. And when one is empty, not having their sense of self recognized, then they will create opportunities, which are sadly often judgmental, so that they can express their opinions on how someone is wrong and how I'm right, which ultimately makes others which ultimately makes somebody else wrong. You know, you're wrong for buying a different shade of blue or wearing your hair that way, as if it really matters. But it matters to them because it gives them an opportunity to voice their opinion after being silenced for so many years. Because my clients' mothers had, in effect, been shut down, then they found these different ways to express themselves. Secondly, and this might sound strange, the Posse of Angels asked each one of these women to accept and bless their mothers for exactly who she was, including her choices, and not to keep trying to change her. They were reminded, again, that there is no right or wrong, there's no good or bad, and they're allowed to make their choices. It is our perception how we take on their comments or not take them on, or we just become the silent observer and we allow them to walk their own journey. their mothers were and allow their mothers with their free will to make their own choices. In fact, the more my clients let go of trying to dictate how their mothers should act and just bless them for exactly where they were, suddenly their frustration and reaction to their mother's comments slowly diminished. This is because they consciously allowed themselves to drop all illusions of attachments as to how they should act. By allowing them to walk their own path and not be so caught up in the expectations of have-tos, suddenly there were no more triggers to upset them. And thirdly, the Posse of Angels told these women that the best thing that they could do for their relationship with their mother or their daughter was to have the most extraordinary relationship with themselves. Now, the Posse of Angels asked them to turn the mirror back on themselves and put more emphasis on making their happiness and their fulfillment of what they desired. By increasing their self-worth and their value, their joy, their creativity, their enthusiasm, peace, and self-love, the recognition and comments from their mother, or anyone else for that matter, would hold absolutely no triggers for them, as they would already be fulfilled. And they would have a strong foundation of self, which nothing externally could rock. They were not seeking love and approval and recognition from anyone in their outside world, including their mothers or their daughters. Because many people seek that identity outside of themselves, they fall victim to getting their sense of self-worth externally. Anytime we seek our identity externally, we open ourselves to fall prey to the dictate and agenda of others' opinions and what they think is correct for us to follow. And if we go along this path, then we become a marionette for anybody who tells us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, to just pick us up at any point and dance us around. And suddenly, we feel like we're going around in circles because we're trying to please everyone else outside of ourselves. We're trying to listen to them instead of having this strong foundation of self inside. When each of these clients began to take the focus off of expectation and attachment as to how their mothers and their daughters needed to change, to putting their energies and focus on nurturing themselves and their creative expression and their dreams, their lives became rich and full. In all cases, they remarked how their relationship improved dramatically with their mothers and also their daughters. This is because the attachment and energies of expecting the worst changed to one of tolerance and choosing peace and happiness over choosing to be right. Now, the Posse of Angels is not saying that one should take abusive behavior, because that falls into the realm of honoring and respecting ourselves. Yes, we set up limits and boundaries, and if the abuse continues, then there must be consequences that will be as a result of us standing up for ourselves. But in the most part, when there is not abuse, and there is just this disparate, very different comments and opinions that that our mothers and daughters have, it's the way it's affecting us. And if we're strong inside and we have this very firm foundation of who we are, then it really doesn't matter what they say, because that is a reflection of themselves. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in order to jump off this carousel of being affected by our mothers and daughters or anyone else, and anyone else's comments or opinions, it's vastly important to establish a wonderful, empowered, loving, peaceful relationship with ourselves. It's through our nurturing that we consciously tend the garden of being gentle, being kind, non-judgmental, and compassionate, and we don't allow anyone else to dictate or take away our peace or our pride in who we are. There's a wonderful exercise that I do in my sessions, my private sessions with clients. And at the start of that session, we close our eyes, we get ourselves into a meditative state, and we visualize that person in front of us. And you can all do this at home. You can close your eyes, get peaceful, and then visualize your mother or your daughter in front of you. And you acknowledge that they wouldn't be in your life unless you wrote them into the contract of your life. They wouldn't be there with their sometimes contrasting characteristics that push our buttons if we didn't write them into our contract to be so. And every time somebody arrives in contrast, it is teaching us tolerance, acceptance, patience, and forgiveness for somebody who is so vastly different. We can thank our mothers and daughters for coming in and showing us contrast, for teaching us patience and forgiveness. We can bless them for exactly where they are, because that's perfect for their soul's growth on their spiritual path. And then we can release them. We can release them in peace. I can release you from having any negative effect on me again, because what you say has everything to do with you. It doesn't have to do with me. And I do this because I choose to be peaceful and happy instead of being right. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. So, see you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder that Angel Healing House Radio can be heard every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. And before the break, I was explaining an exercise which we all can do if we are having troubles with our mother-daughter relationships or any other relationships for that matter. I call it the acknowledgement exercise, where you acknowledge the person as you wrote them into your contract. You thank them for showing you contrast, for teaching you tolerance, acceptance, patience, and forgiveness, and you bless them. Instead of criticizing them for their comments, you bless them for wherever they are on their journey, because we certainly wouldn't want anybody to judge us where we are on our journey. and we then release them because we choose to be happy and joyful rather than choosing to be right. You know, once you do this, you automatically feel lighter. You feel like you've taken your power back because so many times we just keep choosing to drain our energy by making other people's agenda, other people's comments more important than what we actually feel in our hearts. You know, when we do cross over and we are reunited with those souls that we wrote into the contract of our lives, we often will laugh ourselves silly and we'll pat each other on the back and say, wasn't that funny when I played the horrible mother or the horrible daughter? Or wasn't that a great theater in your life when I chose to act this way? And maybe next time I'll come back and play the horrible one or the one that pushed your buttons or irritated you. And it's just a reminder to keep things into perspective that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And oftentimes our greatest lessons of tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness, they often come in through our most difficult relationships, because it's very easy to love somebody if they're kind and they're sweet and they're gentle and they're compassionate and loving. But lessons in unconditional love and forgiveness for those who really do push our buttons is a great lesson to learn. And so just think about that if you are still having some concerns with family relationships, and to bless them for exactly where they are. It lightens our load, and it indirectly, those kind of energies go out and affect others, and it affects our planet. So let's go to our first caller. We've got Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with me, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today? We have Beth. I think we have Beth on the line. Beth, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. And did you have a smooth Thanksgiving? Did you have a time where everyone got along?
Yes, it was beautiful. It was lovely. It was easy. It was probably my easiest, most peaceful Thanksgiving that I've had or family gathering. It was really wonderful.
And we can't have that in front of us, which is not a reflection, which is within us. So it just shows you how peaceful and calm you are now. If Thanksgivings haven't been particularly peaceful in the past, it's often our realities are always a reflection of what we have inside.
Exactly. When you were talking about mothers and daughters, I was thinking about how growing up, I was always so close with my mom and never really, really saw the impact that our relationship had. And then I realized that her use of criticalness impacted me in such a way that I couldn't really accept my gifts and the talents that I had and the level that I needed to accept it. And so I called on my deceased grandmother and asked her, you know, to explain to me this whole critical stuff. And what she told me was that in the old energy, that criticalness was what helped us to move forward. But in this new energy, it's debilitating. And so I was able to see that there was an importance and a necessity for that, and to be able to step back from that and then notice that I needed to be more loving to myself and start with that. And it started to make it easier because I noticed I started becoming very critical with my mom as we got older. Mm. So I just wanted to share that I was able to see that there was a significance and importance of it. And like you said about, you know, repeating family stuff and all of that, and it's just showing what your grandmother went through. So Anyways, I thought that was pretty powerful, this session with that you talked about mothers and daughters, because it's so such a powerful relationship.
It is, and often in mother-daughter relationships, we choose somebody to be of great contrast, and this does push our buttons. And those lessons, as I said, in unconditional love and forgiveness, it's very easy to love somebody who is not just kind and loving and gentle, but somebody who respects and honors your opinion. But when we choose somebody in contrast, it fires us up. I'll show you, and we're not actually showing them. I'll show you. You want me to be a nurse and a secretary, and I want to go join the circus. So, and I will show you. And so we leave home in a huff. You know, we're at 18 and 19. We know everything. And so off we go into the world and we have our adventures. And usually by, many people by about 24, 25, when they come full circle, and now that they've lived life and they've experienced things, it's amazing how much their mother has learned, in that time. But it's not the mother that learns it. It's they that have experienced those knee-jerk reaction, and I'll show you, and we're rebellious, and they actually broke away. Those relationships that are the most loving, I've got to tell you, are the most difficult to break away from. And we create we create great friction in our perception to make it easier to break away.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And this is wonderful. I remember once when I said to the Posse of Angels, can you really give me an overview of how you orchestrate things in people's lives? And they said, oh, well, you can only see a short version of this, because if we showed you the big picture of it, it would explode your mind. You know, how different people pick their zodiac sign, their personalities, their DNA, their whatever it is, their experiences in past lives, to work on, our lessons, to work on, the things that help our soul to grow. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing the people that we contract to come into our lives. And it just makes it a little bit more easier, a little bit more easy when we look at our mothers and daughters, but especially our mothers, that they were born of a very different generation. It was very, very low dimensional. It was very dark. And women, not that women are not equal today, but it was a very different world that they grew up in.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so true. That's why all the stuff that's happening with all the stuff that's coming out, because it's always been happening. We're just not willing to be okay with it anymore.
Exactly. That's a great, great view. Yep. We are not prepared because our eyes are open now. We're not prepared to hide it under the rug anymore. And it must be acknowledged. And a lot of people getting angry. But instead of getting angry, thank the contrast. Thank the contrast for finally shoving it in our face so we can bless it, and then we can release it.
I know. I think it's interesting that people are getting angry whenever it's not new. It's just like maybe they're angry with themselves for being okay with it all this time or something. I don't know, because it's just weird for them. People to be getting angry, but it's so true. It's like people are getting so upset, but this information has been around for so long.
Absolutely. Corey Feldman, was sitting across from Barbara Walters in the 90s, and she attacked him.
Exactly.
She absolutely attacked him for even bringing this up, and now he's being heralded as a hero. So it's amazing how things come. If there is darkness, which is just a lack of light, when more light shines on the planet, It just shows those things that are lacking light, and they must be exposed. Did you have a question, Beth, that the Posse of Angels and I can answer?
I would just love to get to see what they want me to know and what they wish for me to focus on.
Okay. I just heard we're not going to say anything about your book. And listeners, this is lovely, Beth. Beth is a very, very dear friend of mine. And every time the Posse of Angels, I think, I don't know, for years, they keep on bringing up this book that that she is writing. She is writing, and they're very happy, and she's very diligent with it. So they're saying that they're not going to say, oh, my gosh, you got one of the nicest cards in the pack, and the Ace of Cups. The Ace of Cups is a card of harmony. It's a card of joy. It's a card of balance and peace. They're saying they're not surprised that your Thanksgiving was so peaceful and so loving, because it's just reflective from now on of the beautiful foundation and joy that you've allowed to be and paint your world. They're using watercolors now, and they're saying, you know, your joy and your peace and bringing all of these things into divine alignment. They love that you contacted your grandmother and asked her the advice, because so much, you know, we can learn from our past generations instead of, you know, saying we know everything now. The next card is the Seven of Pentacles, and they're saying, particularly career-wise, that all the seeds that you've planted are going to now start blooming and manifesting.
Yes.
But they want you to know, in many ways, you try to figure out what this is going to look like and how it's going to present itself. And they're saying release all expectations and attachments as to what you think it could look like, so that the angels can create absolutely miraculous things and bring them to you in areas that you never even thought in your wildest dreams that your skills and talents and gifts could be aligned, and not only aligned with, but funneled into these opportunities. And the next card for you is the Hierophant. And this is you. This is you as the spiritual teacher. And recognized, and they're saying there's more opportunities in the future of working with groups and organizations in which you, they're saying, write either curriculums or write programs or you're like, not the head of a department, but people come to you as that authority, and then you create programs or things for people to have more direction and peace and clarity and self-love in their lives. So all is good. All looks beautiful. So I hope that's been helpful.
It's been beautiful. I love your messages from the Posse. I love it, love it, love it. Thank
all
you
right.
so much, Angel.
You're welcome. Take care. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
Love you too, sweetie.
Bye. Thank you so much, Beth. And I loved that part where she went to her grandmother in spirit and asked her many times. We all can do this. We all can do this when we quiet ourselves to get messages from our loved ones across the veil. Let's go to our next caller. We have Maria in New York. Maria, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House. How are you today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
The angel?
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
You got message from the angel.
Do you you want some messages from the angels?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question about a particular area of your life, Maria?
Yeah, I got a question. See, my daughter is going to work with the name of Lady Marie.
About your daughter's work?
Yes, what was the name of the lady? Is Maureen the name?
Okay, I'm not sure about that, but I will choose some cards and we will see what messages come out for your daughter and her work. So just give me a moment here.
Thank you.
Okay, Posse of Angels, give me some direction and some messages on Maria's daughter and her work. Okay, let's go here. Okay, the first card is the Eight of Pentacles, and they're saying that your daughter, is she working now? Is she working now in a job?
No.
She's not working in a job. Okay, they're saying that in 2018, she will find work, and it will be a lovely job for her. So they're saying to her, please don't give up hope. Please imagine and visualize that she's working in a lovely environment, working with great people, and then the Herald, this is the Page of Wands, will bring in messages. But she has to believe. She has to believe in herself, and she also has to have hope in her heart and look out for the signs that God and the angels will send her on a new opportunity. Coming in for her,
yeah.
then what happens is then the Seven of Pentacles comes in, and then she will see the seeds that she planted in those visualizations. She will see that starting to come into her life. So you please tell her that the angels are telling her to keep hope and to follow the signs that God and the angels are sending her. For her to find a new job, and also for her to find a new opportunity. So, Maria, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Okay, excuse me. You can see yes. I go in Italy soon.
For yourself, if you're going to go to Italy soon, they're saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. They're saying in 2018. They're saying in 2018, there will be a possibility for you going. They're saying the more that you can visualize yourself going, the more that you can put those things in action for you to go, and to believe in your heart, then the angels, God and the angels, can bring you that opportunity in order for you to go to Italy. So I hope that's been helpful. Have a lovely day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have lovely Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank
you. Can
you hear me? Happy past Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
So how are you?
I'm supposed to be seeing my new GYN doctor. They're running behind, but I'm at the office now. And, you know, it's kind of scary that the other office said that when I go to this one that they might do a biopsy, which I don't really want to do, and I'm not sure. I haven't had the best experiences with this hospital, too, in the past with other doctors. So, and I don't know, the whole thing has been kind of scary for me. So I was wondering what the posse had to say about, like, this doctor or this appointment or, you know, just advice in general about the situation and sort of what I need to do.
Okay. The first thing that they're saying is you would not be there if you were not meant to be there. It's you're there for your benefit for your highest good. They're saying, please don't judge. Please don't judge what happened before, or please don't judge this new GYN doctor on the relationships you've had with doctors in the past. Okay? We are changing so rapidly with this shift, and our cells are changing, our perceptions are changing. So all you need to say is thank you to God and the angels for sending you here. I can guarantee you, if knowing you, Stephanie, if you weren't meant to be there, you wouldn't be there. With the traffic, there would have been roadblocks, there would have been all kinds of things. The car, the transportation wouldn't have started. I mean, you know how spirit works. They're laughing because they say they can't interfere with free will, ha ha. But, you know, they have all these weapons that they put up, you know, they monkey with, you know, traffic lights and traffic and all these different things. So anyway, the elevator wouldn't have worked or, you know. So they really want you to take a big, big breath, not only one breath, but many breaths, and say, thank you. Thank you for providing me with this wonderful opportunity, and I don't have to be scared because you are divinely guided, like we all are. Okay, sweetheart, you're there. You're there because you are meant to be there. Let's go to the cards. First, oh my gosh, the Sun card. Hello? Hello? 78 cards and you get the Sun? Okay. Okay, now I can go. I mean, really, that's such a beautiful card. Radiant, bright, sunny. And so that they want you really to just put your emphasis on that. The next card is the King of Summer, which is the King of Cups. Now, you asked about your new GYN doctor, and this is this person. I would be very surprised if he were not compassionate, a sunny, a really bright fellow. They're saying that he is vastly different from the previous doctor that you had there because you're different. You're different, and your energies have drawn to you this fellow for your situation now. And then they're saying the Empress, and then the Empress comes in, and that Empress is about expression, creativity, fertility. It's about all those things. And feeling so grounded and good within yourself. So these are really good cards. They're really good cards, and they're reflective of your situation now. So I would put all my emphasis on that hope.
Thank you. It's a female doctor, though. So that confused me. They were saying he.
Okay. A king's energy in the tarot can either be a male or it can be a female that has masculine qualities. You know, masculine qualities, okay. being forthright, being, you know, sort of assertive, being, you know, having that powerful, although women can be powerful too. But, you know, those women that seem to be having those very forward, assertive qualities. So I'm have to go now. I hope that's been helpful.
Today?
What's that?
Okay.
What did you say, Stephanie?
Do they have anything to say about a biopsy or getting it today? Or?
Okay. Now, the pendulum's just going round and round. They say let yourself be led as to what they think is best. Because you're in very good hands, and that's the reason why you have been led there. So I have to go now. I'm sending you so much love and extra light and extra sun around you.
That is so sweet of you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
You too.
And that just about wraps up our show today. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much to all my callers. Thank you to my listeners. The show wouldn't exist without you. Thank you so much. And to each and every one of you, as we step into the last month of December, make it a glorious month. If you want to find out more about myself, my wonderful books, you can always go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to absolutely shine forth into the world, like that bright sun that you are, and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings, and I'll speak with you next week. Take care. Bye.